It's Get Well Wednesday. Get your questions ready for the doctor. Our doctor this morning is Dr. Frieda Lewis Hall, Chief Medical Officer and Executive Vice President for Pfizer. And she's here to talk about National Sickle Cell Awareness Month. Good morning, Dr. Frieda. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Good morning to you.
All right. Didn't we just have someone on talking about sickle cell and summer heat, summer heat would trigger a crisis?
Yes, absolutely. There are a number of things that can trigger a sickle cell disease, everything from being too cold to being too hot, having an infection, not drinking enough water. So it's really important to understand sickle cell disease for the person who has the disease, as well as the people who are around them, because one of the ways that they help to manage their disease is by making sure that they're living a healthy lifestyle and are avoiding these triggers.
And can you avoid triggers 100%?
No, you can't. And in fact, well, let me describe the disease a little bit.
That's what I was going to ask, because we know sickle cell, but we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
The way we should.
So we know that it exists, but we don't really, many people don't understand what it is or how serious a condition it is. So for starters, this is a lifelong and often very debilitating disease. It affects about 100,000 Americans.
The vast majority
of whom are African American. So what is it? Sickle cell is an inherited blood disease. And essentially it affects the red blood cells. Those are the ones that carry oxygen. Without going through too much of the science, basically what happens is your red blood cells are supposed to be these smooth ovals that carry the oxygen. People who have sickle cell disease have abnormally shaped red blood cells. These are shaped like a sickle, right? So they are a crescent with jagged edges. They tend to be stiff and sticky. So they clump together and they block blood flow that's supposed to be carrying oxygen to the limbs.
Mm-hmm.
And this blocked blood flow can cause pain, and it can damage organs like the spleen or the liver. It can even lead to a stroke.
And what is it about African Americans? Why are we more...
Is it a part of our genetic makeup?
It is actually, yes, it is an inherited disease. So
do people in Africa, black people in Africa have sickle cell?
Absolutely. So sickle cell disease, yes, sickle cell disease is inherited from parents in much the same way as blood type or hair color and texture, eye color, and other physical traits. So what happens? One gene comes from your mother, one gene comes from your father. In order to have sickle cell disease, you have to have two genes, one from your mother and one from your father, in order to have the disease. Now, what if you only have one gene?
Mm-hmm.
People with one gene have what's called the trait.
Mm.
And this doesn't usually affect your health. For some people, it might, but most of the time it doesn't. And about 8 to 10% of African Americans are born with what's called the sickle cell trait. So now two parents get together. Each one has a gene for sickle cell. So I have a trait. My husband has a trait. Now we get together. Every time I become pregnant, I have a 1 in 4 chance of having a baby that has sickle cell disease. A 1 in 4 chance. And so this happens about once in every 365 births of African-American babies in this country.
Hmm.
And so, doctor, in terms of treating it and trying to hold off the crises, what are the best methods that people are implementing and doctors are working with their patients to do these days?
Yeah. Can I describe the crisis first?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Let me describe the crisis.
I hear it hurts.
You know what? In a way that you could not even describe or understand. So these crises, these acute sickle cell crises, they're the hallmark of the disease. They're the number one cause of hospitalization for people with this disease. They're unpredictable. As we discussed earlier, they can be triggered by almost anything. Cold weather, not drinking water, heat, etc. And it's the sudden onset of pain often in the abdomen, in the low back, or in one or more of the joints. It can last for days. It can last for just hours, or it can really last for days. And can I tell you just a story? This is why this is, for me personally, so important. If you've ever spent time with someone in sickle cell crisis, it is agonizing for them, and you feel so helpless to help. When I was an intern in pediatrics at Howard University in Washington, D.C., on one of my first nights on call, I was pregnant with my own child, my first one, and was called to the emergency room to treat a toddler who was in sickle cell crisis. When the elevator doors opened, I could hear this child just crying in agony in a way that would just break your heart. And there really wasn't much to do those many years ago for patients in sickle cell crisis. So the mother and I, you know, did our best and took our turns, you know, kind of rocking the baby, trying to soothe her, both of us just crying real tears, and the baby too. These are devastating experiences. And remember, you are born with this disease, so many times in early childhood, children will begin to experience these symptoms and then through their lifetime.
Dr. Frieda will be around to answer your questions. And questions are already coming in. This is a hot topic for our audience. And they're coming in, and she'll be around till, for about an hour. Taking any of your questions, this is National Sickle Cell Awareness Month. Dr. Frieda Lewis Hall, a Pfizer and a HBCU grad. Thank you for helping us.
That would be Howard Medical School.
Yes.
That is Howard Medical School.
All right.
And can I throw people to our website for more information?
Yes.
Absolutely. You can go to gethealthystayhealthy.com, and we've put some information there on sickle cell disease as well as links to resources that might be helpful.
All right. Thank you, Doc, for helping us on Get Well Wednesday.
Thank you.